Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 32 of Bardic Quest, the show where a group of British-trained actors tell fantastical, improvised stories through the medium of Dungeons and Dragons. So, before we get into this week's episode, we have some news. As you can see, I am wearing a Bardic Quest t-shirt. And some of you have been asking them for a while, so we've teamed up with our friends over at Spreadshirt to bring them to you. So if you want to say it loud and say it proud with our logo t-shirt, then head on over to bardicquest.com/shop. And even better, if you order one before the 19th of May, you may find that there's a cheeky discount for you there as well. So check out bardicquest.com/shop and order yours today. And it's just a really good way that you can help support this lovely show. So with all of the excitement out of the way, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. Last time, after rescuing the Dendrars from the Red Brand's hideout, our heroes escorted them directly to Darren Edamath's orchard and asked the retired adventurer to take the family in. Edamath agreed and asked if they could look into some strange activities that he'd heard about out of town. Myrna Dendrar also let the party know that while she had nothing to reward them with for the rescue, there may be an old family heirloom still hidden in the ruins of her old home in the now derelict town of Thundertree to the north. However, eager to find Gundren Rockseeker, we pick up with our heroes having just left Darren Edamath's orchard as they head back into town, hoping for some guidance for a new sense of direction. So, it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. As we are in the midst of winter, the sun is pretty low in the sky now. You've probably got about maximum an hour left of daylight before sundown. So, with that in mind, is there anything that anybody would like to do?
Well, we need a map.
Yes.
Yes. So we should probably head to the general shop and inquire about it. Yes, about a map.
It's been past 24 hours, so I suggest we give some.
Yes.
Sundown, Wayne.
What's that, sorry?
Did you say sundown is in about an hour?
Yes, that's right.
We should probably get some rest soon, please.
Maybe we can even stay in the shop until dark and then sneak out the town.
Well, as if you're heading back into town anyway from Edamath's orchard, the first building that you're going to pass by, really, is going to be Barthen's Provisions, which is where you dropped off Gundren's supplies and also sold that frog thing to him. So that would actually be the first location that you pass by heading back into town.
Sweet. Okay. Let's make a beeline for it then.
Right. Okay. So you pop by to Barthen's Provisions, the rather well-sized trading post that you visited before, and you can see Elmar Barthen inside just stocking up his shelves and things. What would you like to do?
Hello, Mr. Shopkeeper. We require your finest map.
Oh, you won't find maps here. No, if you want a map, I would suggest you go to the Miners Exchange, south of town. Well, not south of town. The south part of town, I mean.
Great.
Other side of town. Only a few minutes walk away from here.
Quickly like to grab the other two and Just a check. We are leaving town soon, yes?
Probably unwise for us to stay here longer than we should.
Exactly, since they, you know, we don't have many friends here.
May I suggest we stock up on rations and provisions?
Yes.
Who has the money?
I have money. If you ask nicely.
I have copper.
Yeah, well, don't talk about that.
Barter us some provisions from this man. We will need them for the journey ahead.
Oh, am I doing the bartering?
I don't know how to talk to merchants.
Yes, that's evident.
I can barter.
Yes, go, Sergei.
Hello, we require your finest rations.
Oh, right, okay. Bear with me. And he pops behind his counter into a little cupboard and pulls out a basket of dried foods in wrapped in paper and tied together with string, and just these little satchels of food. He says, five silver each for one of these.
How about four silver each and a song?
Give me a persuasion check.
Here we go. First roll of the game. That's a 10.
He says, that's very kind of you, but I'm afraid I can't pay my bills with a song.
I'll do you one better. Five silver and a song.
Deal.
Actually, wait. I'll do you one better than that. Six silver and a song.
Five.
He means five.
Wait. Before we decide on something, we've just returned from the manor and killed many red brands that have been plaguing this town. Surely...
Can you not just...
I'm still... Loudly. I still have their blood on my armour.
Yes.
Surely, we have aided the town in some fashion.
And I have their screams in my ears.
He really does.
I just turn to the shopkeeper going, 10 rations, please.
Right. That'll be 5 gold then, please.
Okay.
I've got this.
Oh, you've got the I'm gonna let him pay.
500 copper pieces.
Oh, I used to hate people like that.
Yeah.
The little old ladies who've got like bags of coppers that they've been saving. Oh.
Elmar Barthen just looks at the copper pieces. He looks up at you, Sergei. He lets out a big, massive sigh, and you see him kind of like scraping them into his hand and starting to count them out, and he just goes, wait.
Times are tough, sir.
Have you not got anything, you know, larger, coin-wise?
Tender's legal tender, isn't it? And I give him a bit of a look, like, don't test me.
Well, do you know what? As you've dealt with some of the red brands, which, as you know, I'm not a fan of, I'm going to take your word for it on this one. And he just kind of scoops them away, and he gives you 10 little bags of this dried food and rations.
So that'll be 2 each. We have spare 2.
So I have 22 rations on me now. I took the 10.
Okay.
Anything else I can do for you?
Can you tell us what's happening in town at the moment? Are the red brands more active than they were? What's the condition of them?
Well, when did you deal with them?
Just now.
Oh, well, I don't know then, do I?
No, but has anything changed? Have they become more active, less active? Are they more agitated?
To give you a little bit of context to what I've been doing since you've dealt with the Red Brands. I've been in here stocking up my shop. So I'm afraid to say I don't really know.
Kind sir, would you be interested in buying some fur?
Fur, you say?
Yes, and I take the manticore fur out. Finest manticore fur. Skinned it myself.
Killed it myself. Looks at Saga.
And I was there for intimidation.
Oh, well, may I? And he asks to kind of inspect it, and he kind of flops it out a little bit and it's like looking at it.
You'll never see a finer treated fur.
It was massive.
Well, it is certainly a fine bit of pelt. Let me think now. Bear with me one second. And you see him kind of pull out a little abacus and starting to shimmy things around.
There's 500 copper pieces for it.
Yeah, if he gives us copper, I'm...
Johan puts on his finest bartering face.
He says,
which is a creepy smile.
What do you reckon to 30 gold?
30 gold? Johan pulls out his dagger and puts it on the counter. Do you realise how difficult it was to kill this thing? We almost died.
Ignore him. Well, how about we say 45?
45? It's quite a lot, isn't it? That's a 50% increase on what I've just offered. That's quite a
yes. Well, when else would you be offered manticore fur?
Leans.
Give me a persuasion check.
Come on. 19.
How about 37?
Deal.
Right. Bear with me. And he pulls out a box, opens the lid and starts counting out coins. You see him stack a pile of 10 gold, another pile of 10 gold, a third pile of 10 gold pieces, and then two more gold pieces, which he pushes towards you. And then he pulls out a bag and pours 5 copper pieces onto his bar, his counter.
That's
37.
So 32 and the rest in copper.
That's right. Same value. Legal tender, isn't it?
Ooh.
Would you like to change that?
I don't see any reason to.
Silver, and he won't sing at you. Trust me, that is treat enough.
All right, fine. I thought you'd share the same humour when the boot was on the other foot, but apparently not, and he scoops up.
I lean in and I go, I have to travel with these two. It gets old really fast.
Fair point. And then you see him count out the remaining 5. He says, will gold do?
Of course. Thank you.
Pushes the 37 gold your way.
Thank you. Pleasure doing business with you.
Indeed. And he starts folding up the manticore fur and puts it behind the counter. Anything else I can do for you? Any news on Gundren?
Not yet, I'm afraid. We'll find him.
Well, I hope you do. The longer he's gone missing, the worse my fears get, I'm afraid.
Understandable.
Right, well, as I say, if you want a map, I would certainly suggest going to the Miners' Exchange on the south edge of town.
Yes.
You should be able to find something there, I think.
We shall. Thank you very much. Come on, you two. And she walks out.
Okay. You two following?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking.
Looking at her going.
All right. Okay. So you head out of the store. To your left is heading in towards the market square, and to your right heading north out of town. Anything you'd like to do, anywhere you'd like to go specifically right now?
Well, the Miners' Exchange is where you can get maps. However, the Red Brands that I sent away are back in town and probably rather angry.
The only one they'll recognize
is me.
Is her.
I could cast invisibility on them.
Good idea. Do that.
That could be useful.
Look, passing my hands from the warm of my magic.
Oh dear.
Johan looks at Saga. You must be careful not to say anything.
I'm not an idiot.
No matter what they say, no matter what provoking attitudes they may make, you must not say a word.
Oh, I won't say a thing.
This is paramount.
Are you ready to go invisible?
Yes.
It is a very strange experience. I've walked into many barrels while I was invisible.
Why?
I really got into the role. I forgot where I was.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Slightly disorientating.
Just anyway. Don't get us into any trouble now, will you? Either
yes.
of you.
You'll be with us. You won't be able to see.
Yes, I won't be able to negotiate our way out. So don't get us into any trouble.
I won't if he won't.
You can spook them like a little ghostie.
Yes.
Anyway.
Go on. We're wasting time.
Take my hand. I spit on both hands.
Oh. This is disgusting.
Johan takes a cautionary step back and winces.
Now, I have a question for you, Sergei.
Yes.
Do you have any form of either spell focus or component pouch, or does your loot act as your spell focus?
Great question. I suppose it would.
The reason I ask is because invisibility does actually require a material component.
Okay.
Go back to the shop again.
It could be the loot, or it could be the belaying pin that I have.
Hang on, let me just consult the Book of Hands.
Seafaring days. It could have been the rabbit's foot, but I sold that for 2 copper.
Or we go back to the shop with our tail between our legs and you buy bloody mica or something.
No, I think I'm just double checking, but I think your loot does actually function as your spell focus. It is a loot you've got, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Hang on. Spell focus. Spell focus does do material components, doesn't it? The spell focus is instead of, right? I'm not making that up, huh? I can't seem to find it. Well, let's assume that for now. And otherwise... So no need for a material component.
Mm.
So...
Well, the material component is spit.
Spit, apparently. Sorry, I interrupted your spell casting there, needlessly, it seems.
No, well, I spit on my hand. Pick Saga's hand and then just cast invisibility.
Okay. So, you, after being touched by Sergei's spit-covered hands, you almost pop out of existence, visibly at least. You're going to need to concentrate. This will last for up to an hour, Sergei. You're going to need to concentrate on that throughout the entire time. If your concentration breaks, such as casting another concentration spell or anything like that, or taking damage, then there is a risk of the invisibility disappearing.
Do my best to concentrate. Don't distract me, Johan. You're distracting.
Likewise, Saga, of course, if you make an attack, the invisibility also ceases. But for now, you cannot be seen.
Right. Stay close to me and try to act normal.
Which one are you talking to?
Mostly Sergei.
Okay. Act normal. Invisible.
So, where are you headed?
Through town to through the market square to get to the. There's a miners' exchanges on the other side of town.
That's correct. Yes.
So that's just the straightest possible route, and just try not to.
Hands comical, Chuckle Brothers walk. Humming while we go.
Yeah.
Considering he's a rogue, it's not the least stealthy.
Don't be suspicious.
He's there to go.
So you pass through you travel down the main road heading back into Phandalin. Towards the market square. You pass by the Stonehill Inn on your left-hand side as you kind of make your way into the market square. And you actually see, sat on a corner, you see a rather rough-looking man. As in, not rough as in dangerous, but rough as in sleeping rough, a beggar of sorts. His head is heavily bandaged, and he's sat with a sleeping bag round his legs. But you do see he also has a canvas on which he is painting, and he's got a few blank canvases next to him as well. And he waves you down, he calls out to you, and he says, painting of yourself for 2 copper?
Absolutely.
Help the homeless out?
No.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I've already got one.
What about the halfling?
Oh, he's very conscious.
Saga quietly is gonna take 2 copper out of a bag and like over Johan's shoulder flick it so it looks like Johan's throwing him 2 copper.
Snatch it quickly. But here, get something to eat and look after yourself.
Oh no, I mean I must I must give you something in return.
Dirty. It's fine. We don't need one. Let's just carry on and get out of here.
Hold on. And, sir, what is your story? Where are you from?
Oh, well, I like many people, I came to Phandalin hoping for riches and potential mining excavations in the nearby area, and unfortunately, I came up short.
I'm going to start shoving Sergei along.
Did you really? What a sad story. What a cruel world. Come now, let's...
Mr. Halfling, sir, would you like a portrait of yourself?
Come now, Bartholomew. We need to get home.
But you said something about mining, which was really interesting.
Yes, I could tell you...
He needs to catch up with his schoolwork. I'll see you soon. Hope things get better for you. Bye!
Johan, was Gundren not a miner?
Fine. We ask him one question, and if he doesn't say anything relevant, then we're going straight out of town, because we don't have time for this.
Okay.
Get back here.
Oh, Mr. Halfling, sir, did you want a portrait?
A quick question. I'll hand him 5 copper. Do you know a Gundren Rockseeker?
Gundren Rockseeker? He thinks for a moment. No, I'm afraid that name doesn't mean much to me.
Enjoy the 5 copper.
But please, a portrait? Please, I'd be most grateful.
No.
I can't just take your money and not give something in return.
Oh, yes, you can. You need it more than I.
I'm on important business, but if you can do it from memory, I will pay for it.
But if you're here to pay,
quick
then
glance.
I can't... And you see him quickly. Yeah. Quickly. Yeah. And he goes, just 30 seconds.
Oh no, yeah. Sorry, we've got to go. It's dark soon and children can't be out after dark, so bye.
Look, I'm probably double your age.
I know, but he doesn't know that.
Could he not tell from the stubble?
You both feel a nudge forward.
So, you pass through the rest of the market square and you head south through town, following the main road, and you do see a little signpost pointing towards the miners' exchange. So, you eventually come to a building, much like many of the others. It's like a log cabin type building. It's quite lively in there. You can hear lots of people bartering and sharing stories and things. And you see in amongst all of these tables and chairs and people chatting with each other, you can see at the back of the room there's a counter with loads of paperwork spread out, and behind the counter loads of scrolls and books and tomes. And there is a human woman there who, she's quite a pretty woman, maybe early to mid-30s. She's got long blonde hair. She's wearing fairly nice clothes compared to many of the other people in town. She has lots of tones of like light browns with a little bit of black in there as well. As I say, compared to many of the other clothes that you see around town, hers are a little bit on the finer side. She's got a very stern look about her. What would you like to do?
Johan's not very good at talking to women. So...
I am excellent.
Excuse... myself and my companion.
His son.
Yes, my son. We were looking for it's a paper and it's got places on it.
Map, you idiot.
A map. Yes, we need a map. We need a map. Hopefully encompasses the wider county outside the town, and we need to find a castle.
Contact details on.
How
about you pick up your jaw from the floor while you're at it?
She looks at you all and she says, here for mining? And she looks back down to her paperwork.
No, it's mainly academic. I want to teach my son about the local attractions in the area. This is the where he was born, and I want to teach him more about the places nearby. I wish to educate him on what there is to love about.
She says, "Born." Funny, I don't recognize any of you.
By attractions, he means you. He told me to see you.
because he is very attracted to you.
Slap. Immediate slap.
I kick Johan's ankle.
She says, so where are you really from?
I am from very far away, but my son was born here, then I had to go home for work, and I've recently come back here to get in touch with our, and also kind of mine, roots. And I was wondering if you could furnish us with a map.
Roll me a perception check. Deception. Oh. Deception check.
Deception.
Can I roll a deception as well?
If you want to assist, he can do it with advantage, I guess.
I'll assist.
He does not assist. He never assists. Be an 8.
She go says, on. Right, enough of the ridiculousness. Why are you here?
We do actually need a map.
Right. What for? Mining? Or not?
No.
Right. Okay, so you have no interest in any excavation sites and the like?
We might do, but we are not miners, so...
That's right. A fucking map!
We just need a map. Could we have a map, please? We have money.
Good. 25 gold for a map.
I talk to the air behind me. Is that a good price?
It's how the going rate, she says.
5 gold and a song.
Oh, Lord.
And for what value is a song to me?
Well, a song has many values. You can tell so many stories.
Just give her 20 gold right now.
Wait.
She starts looking around at the patrons, trying to work out where that voice is coming from.
Sorry. I have a cold. This climate doesn't agree with me. And the hay from the fields. it's really bad. But he sings beautifully. You'll need a persuasion check for that one. But he sings very well.
That might be so, but I'm afraid that doesn't really pay the business costs here. So I'm afraid I have no interest. Now, 25 gold for a map? Or are we done here?
Pay the money.
I have some deadly poison.
Just pay the money.
Brings out the jar of cinnamon and pushes it across the table. Now this is extremely lethal. I'm sure you could make use of this vial. I'm not asking how. But with that,
out of it.
Help us get some money.
Yeah, you just hear muffled laughter from behind him.
Give me a persuasion check.
Do I get advantage? Because I genuinely believe that it is poison.
Well, I'm toying with the idea of actually giving you disadvantage because... because it's so very clearly not poison.
I guess that's a 2.
She looks at the jar of cinnamon. And she looks at you and she says, what on earth are you trying to pull here? Do you think I'm stupid?
What? It is. A herbalist gave it to me. She said it was deadly poison.
Look, one last chance. 25 gold, or are we done here?
Pay for the money now. Pay for the money now. Pay for the money.
Did we know what Gundren was up to?
All you know, really, is that Gundren was looking for... Well, he believes that he found the location of the Wave Echo Cave, which was a network of caves that were mined many centuries ago.
Okay. I'll give you 27 gold for the map and information.
What information?
We are looking for a dwarf named Gundren Rockseeker.
This has nothing to do with it.
Give me that back, I need
say
it.
Say that again, James, didn't quite hear you.
The poison has nothing to do with it.
Give me that.
Eyes up the halfling. And looks back to you, Johan. Gundren Rockseeker, no, I'm afraid I'm not familiar with that name.
Is she lying?
Roll insight.
Yeah,
roll
insight check.
Insight.
That's a nat one.
Ooh, that's a dirty 20.
Dirty 20.
I got a natural one.
Does she have
a come bat? On!
I'm guessing all her maps are spread out.
Yes.
On this table.
Yes.
While this commotion is happening, can I try and very slowly pull one? Like, make it look like the breeze is making one pull away.
I guess sleight of hand would be appropriate.
Yeah.
With advantage, as you are invisible.
Yes.
When the fighter tries to rogue.
sleight of hand. Okay. Dirty 20.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay. So whilst Johan is causing some degree of distraction.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come to the insight checks in a moment. You do manage to pull out one of the maps from...
Is it the map we want?
Yeah.
Well, I have a map at least.
Just bear with me one moment, mm-hmm. and I will drop something in the chat for you so that you can have a look.
It's a tavern crawl map for local stag groups.
in the meantime, you do. You got a. Was it a dirty 20? Was it?
Yeah, dirty 20.
On the insight check.
I got a dirty 20.
You don't particularly trust this woman, but there is something rather oddly genuine about the way in which she says that she's never heard of Gundren Rockseeker. But you don't particularly have much faith that she is the most trustworthy woman in the world.
Ooh, yay. So I've got this map, and then okay. I'm going to go wonder if I can go, we have what we need. Just don't be any more suspicious.
What's your name?
Harlia Thornton. What's
your name? Balthazar. And this is my son, Bartholomew.
Give me a deception check.
Come on! It's just a false name.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. It's a 13.
Okay. And so, it's Balthazar and Bartholomew.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Barth for short.
Mm.
Just leave already.
Well, listen, the two of you. If you are intending to dive into any mining sites here or start any excavations, you need to make sure you come to me. Do you understand?
Why?
Well, any illegal activity will find itself, unfortunately, creating some degree of punishment for you both.
What authority do you have over the people of this town?
Only that of somebody in charge of all of the mining operations in the region.
I suppose she's a neighbor of the Red Brands.
Good question. Define illegal activity.
Well, excavating in any sites with which you don't have any jurisdiction or any rights to. Oh, certainly you wouldn't want to find yourself excavating on somebody else's site. That would... Well, I mean, quite frankly, I'm not even sure I would need to organise any degree of consequences, shall we say, for any excavation on other people's sites, because, quite frankly, I feel like they will probably do that for me.
Is that so? I notice your cloth is not quite as poor as the rest of the people in this town.
That's right.
Evidently, you are privy to earnings that the rest of the people in this town are denied.
You're being suspicious. Just leave.
I don't trust her.
Well,
that's fine. Just leave. I've got a map.
You got a what?
Are you okay?
I'm sorry. It's the climate again. I'm got a cold. Still not quite 100%. Should have stayed at home a bit longer.
It's time to leave.
Look, are you going to buy a map, or are we going to? Are you going to continue to waste my time? Quite frankly, 25 gold for a map.
Ask for her number, and then leave. She's going to turn you down.
I start throwing elbows, hoping to hit her, but I can't.
Yeah.
He has a nervous twitch. Don't worry about him.
Is this dance part of the performance? Are you a...
Yes. I pull out the lute.
Yes. Oh, no. Now I've got to commit.
She, as you pull out the lute, she just returns to her paperwork, paying you no heed. And she kind of waves you away.
Well, she's about to have her socks rocked off of her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there was a bear, here and there and nowhere, that died. Feral performance?
You may.
With advantage, because I'm helping.
Yes, you may.
Biggest disadvantage at this point.
Is it 19?
19?
Yes!
Yep.
She she doesn't look up from her paperwork, but you do see somewhat of a coy smile on her face as she's concentrating on her work.
Oh. And you hear that in character over your shoulder. Ugh.
She looks around.
Well, the mating dance did not work, Johan, so well.
She kind of gives you a
slap.
Severe look. Sergey. We're done here.
Very well, but we will see you again.
She looks
you
up.
I will not. I've done my wingman in for the day.
Slap.
Just leave.
Very well, I am leaving, but I am not happy with this service. Come, son. We'll take our business elsewhere.
But we might leave the wind in the room for a moment longer.
Then the non-verbal communication begins between Johan and Sergey. What?
Yep, Saga's gonna stay still.
Maybe Saga can stay a bit longer just to hear any host
calls. Oh, yeah. Very well. We leave now.
Goodbye.
Bye.
She doesn't look up from her paperwork as you step outside. Saga now has a map in hand, though still invisible.
Anything
that you'd like to do?
Yeah, I would have tucked the map like in my armor. Do I see? Because I've got one map now. Do I see any other maps? Like, I'm gonna try and get one more. I think
you're still in there.
Yeah, I stayed behind.
Okay. Oh, okay.
While they were doing whatever the hell that was.
Are you just looking without rummaging at this point?
Yeah, I'm just like, looking over.
Can you give me a perception check then, please?
Oh, no. One.
A lot... A lot of the paperwork there is all kind of rolled up and, mm-hmm. and stacked anyway. So there's not really much that you can tell without unraveling mm-hmm. them all, just on first glance. There's not mm-hmm. really a lot that you can make out anyway.
Does she have a bag or something? If I could find out who she is, or any hints of who she is.
Not really.
Okay.
No. Certainly not. Anyway.
Who else is in this establishment?
Just a few commoners, really. People that look like they've maybe been doing some excavations. Some that think that mm-hmm. look as though maybe they're planning it. It seems to be a general hub of commerce, really.
Okay.
Going on here.
But no red brands at the moon.
None that you can see. No.
Okay. What shall I do? Okay, I'm going to wait for maybe like... I'm hoping they haven't gone too far. I'm going to wait for maybe 5 minutes, see if she talks to someone.
Sure.
If she does anything.
Okay.
I'm just going to stay like by a wall so uh-huh. people don't bump into me because I'm still... You know, I'm sure. invisible, but I'm still a form.
Sure, okay. So,
Wayne, is there any windows into this place? Because imagine, yeah, like...
There are a few windows. There are certainly a few windows.
I don't know why, because we can't see her.
Do you want to give me a stealth check then, Johan?
I'm just going to break your neck. This should be fine. I'm rogue. It's fine. 13.
Okay, sure. So you manage to just kind of like pop your head over a window, just looking in, not quite sure what you're looking for, because as you say, you can't see Saga.
Disturbed things, like things being lifted.
I'm not doing, I'm waiting at the moment, but I'm guessing I'll clock him looking in.
Yes,
and just be like,
do.
Oh, whatever.
For sure.
Even though I can't see you.
Yeah.
In the meantime, she doesn't seem at all... She's glued to her paperwork, essentially.
Okay.
She's flicking through scrolls, tomes,
big
indexes.
See what she's reading.
Yeah, sure. So, she... A lot of what she's reading looks to be a lot of... accounting and numbers, okay. and entries on plots and entries of minor discoveries like gold and
minor discoveries.
But one of the things that she does flick to is you do see you see her perusing an interesting book around. It's a financial book of sorts, okay. but it doesn't seem to be one written with the best of intentions. It certainly seems to be one about
cooking the books 101.
Yeah. Cooking the books 101. Cooking the books for dummies or something
yeah.
to the like.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
And be like.
Yeah. You do see her look over to that occasionally.
Tax dodgers, the worst kind of villains.
Yeah. okay.
But otherwise, she's just glued to these books and paperwork.
Okay. So we're going to wait for the sort of 5 minutes, and if no one like comes to talk to her, or if nothing suspicious happens, I'm going to go back to...
Sure. Okay, so nothing seems to happen. Mm. Nobody seems to really. In fact, if anything, people are kind of giving her a wide berth.
Okay.
And kind of avoiding conversation with her if they can. So you step outside after a short while, and you're now. It's now pretty much sundown.
Mm.
It's getting very, very dark now.
I'm gonna poke Johan in the ribs.
Is that you? supposed to catch something.
Just pat him on the head.
Stop that! What did you find out?
Shh.
Oh. Come on then. Let's go like behind the shop or something.
Mm. Yeah. So you venture behind the Miners Exchange, which there's the behind the Miners Exchange, there's kind of a gap between that and another building, so you're kind of like in a little bit of a alleyway, but it's not like paved or anything, it's just like grass and stuff.
What did you find out?
I get the suddenly a map appears when I get it out from underneath my underneath my armor, and I pass it over.
Good. Unravels.
Okay.
I don't recognize any of the things on this map because I've never seen Vandalin on a map, so like just trying to work it out. What is this map? What has Saga stolen?
You should have access to it if you
you have access
chat.
To it in the chat. If you
oh.
look at it.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
I spy a peak.
Open abandoned door. Shrine.
Butter School Ranch.
Interesting. Oh, Coneyberry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's left of it?
Under trees is not on here, no.
Okay. Hmm.
The place where the lady said the little shop was, her old shop.
Yeah, Umbridge Hill. It's there.
No, Thunder Tree.
Oh, Thunder Tree. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where is the castle?
Is it Gnomengard? Is it that?
Could be. Or perhaps Axholm. Looks like some kind of dwarven stronghold. Well, we don't have a lot of options.
Well, maybe you guys can quickly go to an inn and maybe ask if people know what Gnomengard or Axholm is. Maybe. Or what's in the logger's camp?
Don't know. We don't have a great deal of options. Very well.
We have a little bit of time until I'm no longer in this.
What can we do?
We should get out of town, I suggest.
But we should make use of her while she's invisible.
Go and quickly talk to some people in the inn.
Fine, let's go back to the man who draws people for a living. Now, come on.
No, not him.
Great plan. I like it.
Oh, you do it,
Jesus. Chortles.
So you're heading to the inn, are you?
Yeah, it's probably the best hub of information in town.
Okay.
The man who's drawing people.
To the caricature man.
All right.
Don't you waste any time with him.
So, as the sun is setting, you make your way back towards the market square where the inn is, and indeed this man who paints people. And I think that might be a good place to end this episode, ready for you to maybe gather some more information for the next one. So thank you very much, guys, of course, for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week.